98.1 KZE. This is the Up and Running Morning Show. I'm Rick, your host, and joining us now live on the telephone is our friend Graham Sharp of the Steep Canyon Rangers. Good morning, Graham.
Hey, good morning, Rick. Thanks for having me on here.
You know, it's a pleasure to have you on. I've been a big fan of the band since back in the day. You recorded an album at Levon's Barn. And, well, that recording has permeated me, and I love it. And, well, it has a Hudson Valley homegrown feel, so you can't escape that, and you sound like us.
Yeah. I tell you what, man, you get up there in Levon's Barn, and, you know, that's as good as you're going to sound anywhere in the world because that place is inspiring, man.
Yeah, well, you guys did a great job while you were there, and you continue to make some amazing recordings. How's things, Graham?
Things are great. We just got done with a good weekend of shows here over the 4th of July, and the summer's, you know, summer's going well. We've got a new album that we're just kind of mixing right now. So,
oh, cool.
Got a lot of new music we've been working on, so that's all exciting. So we're starting to get a bunch of new songs and stuff like that in the show, which is always, you know, always
oh, cool.
kind of fun.
So you break out the new songs before they come out.
You know, we...
That's a really bad sound. We'll get them back on the line. I don't know how that cut out, but that's unnatural. So we'll get Graham back on the line in just a second. Hang on. This is the Up and Running Morning Show, 98.1 KZE. Now joining us live on the telephone, once again, is our friend Graham Sharp from the Steep Canyon Rangers. Hey, Graham, welcome back.
Thank you. I think I know how to work my phone. We'll see.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Well, don't touch anything. I won't either. Right. We'll just talk. So, Graham, the last album that the Steep Canyon Rangers put out, studio album, was called Morning Shift. And you just told us moments before we disengaged that you have something new coming up. And I asked if, before we disappeared, I asked if you're playing the brand new songs that you're finishing the mastering on, etc., if you play them live.
Yeah, so yeah, we've been playing them live, and you know, it's great because songs are kind of one thing in the studio, and then you start playing them live, and they sort of tend to just sort of stretch out and sort of grow a little bit. Mm. So that's kind of one of the really fun parts.
Well, do you let the songs grow a little bit and then record them, or do you record them and then they have a life of their own afterwards?
You know, we've kind of tried to vary it in the studios. Like, we'll have some songs that we've sort of played a good bit and sort of know, and they've sort of, yeah, like you say, kind of grown into something. And but it's also nice to have to, like, leave room in the studio for things to be sort of spur of the moment and kind of get it everybody's sort of first impression. And sometimes that's good and sometimes it's not, but it's we've found that there's times when you capture something sort of in everybody's first real run through of the song that's special.
Yeah. And the album Morning Shift was produced by Daryl Scott. How was that experience?
Yeah, I mean, Daryl's amazing. I mean, he's always been a hero of ours for a long time. He's just so wonderful. But I mean, you know, Daryl's the first guy to say, like, you know, it starts with the song, you know, and for as good of a singer and player and everything he is, he's really a song guy. You know, he's a great writer. But so, yeah, I mean, you know, even before agreeing to do it, he wanted to hear the songs and really go through the songs and be sure that it was going to be, you know, something that he wanted to be a part of.
Yeah.
And so, you know, as a writer for me, it felt really good to dive into it with Daryl and him be like, oh yeah, great. Yeah. We got it. Let's do this. So, so that was really cool. And he's continued to be a great, you know, friend and mentor. He's still, sends me stuff and turns me on to different songwriters and stuff like that. And, you know, we did one cover on the record, which was a Robbie Fulks cover. Mm. And Robbie's great, but a lot of people don't know him. And, you know, when we were thinking about a cover, we had these ideas, you know, these songs by famous writers and songs everybody knows. And Daryl was like, we're not going to do that. We're going to find a song by a writer that nobody knows. Mm. And I really appreciated that perspective, and that sort of changed a little bit of the ways we sort of approach the covers that we do a bit with the band.
Well, Robbie Foulkes he's an amazing songwriter and performer. He tells funny stories, and he can sure sing and write a good song. He has a
man.
Knack.
Yeah, he does. And he's got, you know, just sort of a wit and a dryness to him that's really, it's very unique. So, I think we managed to like sort of capture that in our version of his tune that we covered.
Yeah.
So, he almost approved of it. He said, well, they took some liberties with the melody, but you know.
Well, I think of the Steep Canyon Rangers, and like you said moments ago, Graham, it's a band that really serves the song. Each one of you is super talented, and each one adds a part of the song that is so unique and special that everyone else in the band gets jazzed about it and supports it. So when it's one individual's time to throw down, the rest of the band is egging that person on. And it's such a great thing to see. It really is.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, that's a big part of our live show is like, how are we going to like make sure that we give everybody sort of the moments to shine?
And
we really try to do it. And I feel like, you know, instrumentally has always been a part of it. And now I feel like having sort of three sort of lead singers almost that the band has, that we sort of kind of keep that, you know, that it's just a really dynamic thing on stage, and that seems to work, you know, just keeping everybody engaged and giving everybody sort of their moments to shine. You know, even like our drummer steps out and plays dobro or guitar or banjo for half the show these days,
which is it's amazing. He's awesome.
Yeah, it's crazy.
All right. Well, the Steep Canyon Rangers are going to be at the Gray Fox Bluegrass Festival. You're slotted to play on Thursday the 17th on the main stage. Are you playing other stages as well and doing workshops and having fun?
I mean, hopefully we'll be around at some workshops. I don't think we have any other stages scheduled, but hopefully we can, you know, just be around making music various places during the day. But
cool.
Yeah, I think that 11 o'clock main stage show is what we've got. So love Gray Fox Festival.
Yeah. And now also recently you had a new guitar player added. Aaron Burdett is now part of the band, and man, he adds some tasty licks as well.
Yeah, I mean, he's always been, he lives right down the road from us, but you know, we've always seen him like on the bluegrass charts and like the various charts and stuff with his songs, and like just great songs, great singer. So it's been nice to pull in somebody who's, you know, not just a great singer and guitar player, but another really good songwriter into the band, because I feel like he's got a whole different way of writing and a whole different approach that I think is really suits the band and is a nice change up as well. So
yeah,
it's a neat direction.
Well, look forward to seeing him on Thursday, July 17th on the main stage of the Gray Fox Bluegrass Festival. And you guys have been there before, and I've seen the band light up that stage, and just really like seeing the Steep Canyon Rangers is a treat. You guys are not, as you say, wax figures in any way. You move around, you incorporate movement into the music, and it's hard not to move as an audience member because of that. And well, I can't wait to see you play at Gray Fox.
Right on. I cannot wait to be there. Yeah, it was one of our favorite places to play, so you get up on that hill and it's special up there.
Well, we look forward to hearing some new music in the future. We look forward to hearing you live Thursday, July 17th, GrayFoxBluegrass.com for tickets and further information. Graham, what's the best way folks can stay in touch with you or find out more about the band?
On our social media channels is kind of up-to-date stuff, and then our website is steepcanyon.com, and that's got tour dates and all that stuff. So you know, Instagram, Facebook are good, and the website as well. And you know, if you're at a show, come say hi at the record table.
Right on, Graham. It's nothing but a pleasure talking to you every time. Give my love to everyone in the band, and keep on keeping on. We can't wait for the new stuff.
I sure will, man. I really appreciate it, Rick.
All right, we'll talk soon.
All right, take care, brother.
All the best. This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. We'll be right back after these important messages.